Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, sexy people? You know what time it is. That it's 9 o'clock on Tuesday, and you know what that means. It's time for V's After Dark, where everyone comes. Oh, Lord. I got to apologize, you guys. I'm so off-key for being sick for the past couple of weeks. But I got to say, for those of you who have never been to the show before, we're on a little bit of downtime, but I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady, and this is the show where we talk about any and everything, but we talk about sex, sex, and more sex. But to keep on top of everything that's going on with V's After Dark, follow the Twitter page at V's After Dark, V-S-A-F-T-E-R-D-A-R-K, or follow myself, Miss V, the Toy Lady, at M-S-V-D-A. T-O-Y-L-A-D-Y on Twitter, and make sure you check out our Facebook page. Yes, tonight is a down night. I know you guys are like, what the hell is going on? Well, we've got a little bit of downtime because of AVN, and I'm not going to use, yes, I am. I'm going to say because of AVN and then being out sick for the unanticipated couple of weeks, it threw everything in my schedule haywire. So we had to reschedule people. We had to get things set up. And right now we don't have anybody coming on as of yet until March. So with that, you know, we're going to, if you tune in and we're not here, it's not that we've disappeared. I'm still doing Ask Miss V on Thursday nights, but the Tuesday night shows are going to be a little bit more subtle. And we're going to talk about, you know, that some decisions are being made by management, that we're not even sure if we're going to be doing exoticas this year. So apparently the word will be coming down by the end of the week if we can't get sponsorship or whatever. So it's a lot of things in the works right now. So, but the one thing that's not going to change is that I will not be leaving the air other than for my vacation. Y'all know I got to take a vacation. And for illness. And I know you guys said, did she say illness? Well, things happen, you know. Get sick, got to take care of that. But other than that, I will be here every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Thursdays, 8:30 to 9:30. Remember, Thursday is about you. Tuesday is about sex, sex, and more sex. And the one thing I could tell you is that in the next few weeks, now that I guess y'all hear, first of all, the voice is back. But in the next few weeks, we'll be making some changes. You will see the new corsets that I have been wearing out in public. They will be on the website, and I have a brand new toy. It's a bouncy ball. Haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to have fun at it. I know you guys would say a bouncy ball. Oh, this bouncy ball is going to be actually on the website probably next week. So that's one of the things that I'm actually excited about is the new bouncy ball, because if you could see this damn toy, I kid you not, don't have your children around it, but definitely we're going to have fun with it. And all I can say is like, damn, you know, I'm kind of laid back. I know you guys say she didn't want from being sick to laid back, but yeah, I really, you know, being out of commission for damn near a month is something that I'm not accustomed to. You know, I've never had an illness take me down like this. And to finally say that I'm still not 100, but every week I'm better, voice back. You got a little bit of a cough left. But definitely, you know, happy to be back. And can't wait until March, because we've got some surprises for you. But before then, you know, we've got tonight's show. And I'm going to do an extended version of Ask Ms. V tonight and let you guys know that we've got, you know, the format will be changing, but we're going to be promoting the Toys Heart. So we're going to probably be doing something a little bit different. Got some things in the works. All I can say is that if we don't make it to the Exoticas, I'm going to be doing some things to try to make up for the Exoticas. You know, and remember, you always got time to still fund us. That's the big thing. If you guys want to continue to see us at the Exotica Expos, right now, unlike a lot of other people, our funding isn't there to just continue to go to these expos. The company will not send me and my staff to Exotica if we don't make any money. And I'm just going to call it the way it is. You know, at the end of the day, we're there to make money. I love the fans. But when we've got people sending us there, you know, and we're not producing, you know, we have to say, how are we going to get there? And that's why if you go to my GoFundMe page, it's being pushed hard on my Twitter page for the simple fact that, you know, this is major. We have been told that if we don't get the sponsorship, we're not going. And if you go to that page, just so you guys know, and I'm going to take a minute to talk about this because I think it's really important for everyone to understand what GoFundMe is. Some people say it's a fundraising website, first of all. And GoFundMe is how organizations, people, you know, raise money to attend different things or for medical expenses. We're using GoFundMe to help us go because hotels, depending on the expo, are extremely expensive. And we just really depend on it. So what I'm doing is, you know, we're looking for sponsors. And I'm going to go over, for those of you who have never been to GoFundMe or say, this is a bunch of hoopla, it's not. So I'm just going to let you know what our page is about so that you'll understand that this is more than just us saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. This is about helping us go. Oh, wow. This is about helping us, you know, go and take care of our business. So I'm going to let you know what our page says so that you understand what we're asking for. And the goal is $5,500. That's to attend Exotica, the Exotica in Atlantic City, and the Exotica in Chicago. But I'm going to read you our fundraising so that you'll understand, because I haven't had a chance to really go over and, you know, let you guys know what we're trying to do. the page is a very simple page. And the message is simple. It says, "Hi, I'm Miss V, and I built this page to raise funds to help me pay for my booth at Exotica Atlantic City in Chicago, April 11th through the 13th, and July 11th through 13th, 2014. Donations of $10 or more will receive awards based on the donation level. The funds will cover the cost of the booth, transportation, hotel for V's After Dark employees and Miss V." And here are the levels, so you understand, you're not just giving, you're getting something. And there are six levels. I'm going to start at the top level. The top level is the platinum level. That's $1,500. And for $1,500, your banner will be posted in the booth, and you get 2 months advertising on V's After Dark. That's not just V's After Dark. That's V's After Dark and the Ask Miss V Show. Gold level, your company will get mentioned as a sponsor for 2 months on V's After Dark, and that's also on the Ask Miss V. Silver level will receive a mention on 3 V's After Dark shows, a t-shirt, and a toy. Then we've got the $50 level, which is bronze. This level will receive a V's After Dark toy. We've got the toy lovers, which is the $25 level, and you'll receive a V's After Dark t-shirt. And then we've got the $10 level. $10. This is for toy fans. And the toy fans, you'll get 20 shout-outs on Twitter and a V's After Dark magnet. So from $10 to $1,500, you know, you're getting something. Oh, I got a caller. Wow. While I was reading all that, I didn't realize it. Hey, baby, you're on the air with Miss V. How you doing?
Hello, Miss V. How you doing this time?
I'm all right. What's going on, sweetie?
Well, the question is, what's going on with you? This is Jonathan calling from Dallas. Again, this is my second time calling in. I'm catching up on all your shows. Yes. I can tell you that what I decided to do was I decided that next month that I would pack my bags. I would take a week off of work, so I will put everything completely on hold, and I will dedicate my entire week to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be counseling everything, all my business stuff. I'm putting everything completely on hold.
Yeah. Damn, why would you have to take a week and counsel everything for me?
Well, you know, I thought about the advice you gave me, and one of the things that you talked about, it's about the thought that counts. So since it was going to be the very first Valentine's that I'm actually doing for her, I didn't want to overdo it because, number one, I didn't want to scare her away, and then, number two, I didn't want to do anything that's usual. I wanted to keep a little bit of spontaneity in what our relationship, and also I just wanted to do something that she would least expect, so she doesn't even know I'm coming. So
wow.
when I do show up, I'll be at the airport. I'll already have a hotel somewhere. I'll already be comfortable for about a day or so, and then I'll let her know I'm there. So that's my plan, and then just kind of take it around. And it's been a few years since I've been through Houston, so I'll probably get to a few places and see what's going on in her neck of the woods, so to speak.
Damn, you know what? I need to be moving to Texas then. Damn, they do it bigger in Texas.
Yeah,
they say y'all do everything big in Texas.
That's what I've been told. But you know, it's a strange thing because you know what? I'm by and large, I'm not a Texan. I know that sounds weird, but you know, that's my father is actually my mom is a Texan, but my dad is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Arkansas raised. But my dad at the time when he had me, he was in the military. serving. So I'm kind of somewhat of a, I was an Army brat for a couple of years, but I was born in Brazil. So, you know, kind of different, kind of a different animal there in terms of, so when I got here, you know, it was just, it's a whole new tailspin, everything from, you know, the education to parenting, you name it, the whole scope is very different. And Brazil is a little bit more family, is a little bit more family oriented in terms of, you know, their structure and, you know, how they raise their kids. They're more into family than we are, which is kind of sad. But
everybody's
just
more
into
family than we are.
Yeah, I mean, like and that's bad too, because look at what we've gone through in our history, you know, and we still are still we're as far behind as we've ever been, and so I feel like we have a lot of catching up to do, and I think we have to be transparent in the fact that we have to as a people, we have to do more. You know, than have, you know, excuse my language, we got to do more than have, you know, a bunch of BS Black History programs and we actually got to start doing some of what they talked about. That's kind of was their whole mission of why they were doing what they weren't just talking just to make a lot of noise. You know, they were trying to affect public policy, and they were trying to do something that would count for everybody. So I think we're kind of not taking it lightly when we don't do things like vote, when we don't get involved in the political system, when we don't, you know, we don't become harder on, you know, how our education system is failing us. You know, we don't step in to really kind of do something. And I'm saying this because I'm a two-time college grad, so I didn't have no excuses. And I came up just like the next person. Didn't have a whole lot of money, didn't do this, but I didn't make no excuses. I learned that my situation was what it was, and I had to make the best out of it and then go out and do something with my life and apply myself. That's the only way I can make it. So I think it's really, really important that we kind of step our game up a little bit. And people see us kind of slacking off a little bit. They're not going to tell us that we are, but, you know, the people that represent us need to tell us what's going on. And but it's a shame too. At the same time, when you look at, you know, and we have so much respect in other countries, it's not even funny. And not just my personal experience. I went to Belgium last year, and I just decided to go. I took off 2 weeks, and I said I'm gonna go somewhere I've never been before, and I'm gonna learn. You know, and so I went. I didn't know where I was gonna stay at. I just knew as soon as I got off the plane, I will find somewhere to stay. The first person that I ran into was an older Belgian gentleman. I think he was in his 70s. Very, very wealthy. It's just something about him. He just had everything in the world going on for him. But he stopped to. I mean, a man that, you know, 70 years old over here that has a lot of money. Would you wouldn't think to stop to speak to me? But this is a man that's, you know, very wealthy, that is, you know, made. Has done well for himself, and he said, like, where are you staying at? And so I said, well, you know, I'm new to this country, and I'm just here to sightsee and see what's here. And so he literally, for a week, he took me around Belgium. He just showed me the ins and outs and what's here and what's there, took me to some of the historical landmarks and just a whole lot of things. And then I also learned a lot about racism in Europe. And I'm surprised, to say the least, that there is so much more respect for people of color in Europe than it is here in America. I'm quite shocked at that. You know, at a place where you would think that you've gone through and you literally helped your ancestors and great-great-grandparents have helped build this country, and you still don't have, you know, you still don't have the same amount of respect as do, but you go to some place that you never been to before, and people literally, if they don't worship the ground you walk on, then it's like, oh my goodness, you know, there's something unusual about you. But I gotta say that I would tell any person of color, if you're fortunate and you have the opportunity, please go travel. it's very important to go travel. It will open up your mind to new people, to new perspective. And then it may change your mentality a little bit about, you know, how you look at success. And it was unbelievable. It's just so much that it's taught me. I'm definitely, you know, wanting to keep that experience passed on to other people. So, you know, one of my things that I'm going to do this year is, I always wanted to work with Steve Harvey's mentoring camp for boys. So this year I got the application to finally help out. So one of my missions during that camp is I'm going to sponsor a trip to send two boys over to Belgium for 2 weeks.
Well, you know, one of the big things, and I know I'm going to get blast. I'm used to you guys blasting me because y'all know I'm going to speak my mind. But this is a really good conversation, and the reason why I'm not saying anything is because not only do I agree with you, but the one thing, because I do travel, and I'm not an Army brat, but my children are military brats because I was in the military. So I know about the traveling, and I know about being overseas. So I know about that experience. But the one thing, I'm going to say this, and I know you'll agree with me, before we can do anything, we've got to tell people to go get a passport. Because
Yes. You
can't go anywhere without a passport. And when I've had people tell me, and for those of y'all who say, I'm the exception, yes, I am the exception. My family is not the norm. I'm the first one to say it. But damn near everyone in my family has a passport. I have less stamps than most people in my family, but I have less stamps because when I was in the military, I wasn't required to have a passport. Therefore, I don't have the record of my traveling the way other people would because a passport wasn't required when I was in the service. But I'll tell everybody that, you know, yes, I have a passport. Yes, my daughter has a passport. My son would have had one if he wouldn't have lost his birth certificate, but we are working on that. He'll get one. But my mother, my father, my grandmother, my aunt, my uncle, my cousins, and, you know, and I live in Michigan. So for any of you who are in Michigan, you know that you cannot go to Canada because I'm right on the Canadian border. You cannot go to Canada without a passport. You have to have a passport. And a number of people who say, well, I guess I won't be going to Canada. Okay, big deal. You know, you was going to Canada when you didn't have a passport, but now all of a sudden bumped them because you need a passport. And it's a big difference because, I mean, I literally, unlike most people in the country, and it's only because of where I live at, my passport stays with me. I have my passport on my purse every single day. Because when I feel like going to Canada, you know, I will be driving and I'll be like, I think I'm going to Windsor. And I don't think twice. But I have a passport card. So my passport is just like my license. So it's not an inconvenience. So the one thing is that, you know, and this is just an idea for you. I'm not telling you how to do it. But the first thing I would do is maybe educate these boys on the value of a passport. And because even if they go to Belgium, they can't go without a passport. And, you know, you got to get and you got families who, you know, and a passport, you know yourself, it's not cheap. I mean, dropping $150 on a passport is not what people think about. But when you got a piece of ID that's good for 10 years, and I mean, maybe that's how we should, and I would be willing to work with you as far as educating people on the passports and stuff. Because I think if we could educate our people, because a lot of states, and yes, since we're talking about IDs, since I brought up IDs, a lot of states have this ID requirement for voting. And they say that this is how we're being held down. Well, guess what? How about instead of saying that they're holding us down, how about slap their motherfuckers in their face? Because you can have a felony and have a passport. Let's get this shit clear.
Right.
You can be a convicted felon and own a passport. That don't stop you. Take your ass, go get you a passport, and tell them all to go to hell. Because when they tell you that you can't vote because you don't have proper ID, slap that shit in front of them. Boom. A passport is more valid than any damn driver's license in this motherfucking country, okay?
That's right.
When you slap that down, that's recognized around the world. Your driver's license mm-hmm. is not recognized around the world. Your state ID
That's
is not
right.
recognized around the world. That passport is recognized by every single country.
That's right.
In the world.
That's right.
And maybe if
That's
we
right.
educate people that way versus, yeah, the price is kind of high, but when you talk about a piece of ID that's good for 10 years, driver's license, at least in the state of Michigan and the states I've lived in, I've lived in three or four different states, your driver's license is only good for 4 years. Then you got to go on and renew it. Well, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't drive, and we have a lot of people who don't drive, well, guess to the way to circumvent that shit, pay that $150,
mm-hmm.
have a passport,
mm-hmm.
it's good for 10 years, and guess what
mm-hmm.
on top of that? Somebody piss you off, hop on a damn plane and say, fuck you, I'm going to Jamaica. You know?
Yeah. There you go.
Fuck you, I'm gone. And for
That's
all
it.
You convicted felons out there, because I know that y'all say, well, that don't apply to us because we can't go nowhere. Baby, yes, you can. A felony
mm-hmm.
conviction does not stop you from traveling. All you have to do is find the visa requirements. I know y'all said foreign word visa. Not the one that sits in your pocket. These are the travel requirements and the visiting requirements for different countries. Some
mm-hmm.
countries, especially in the Caribbean, don't have visa requirements. Jamaica
mm-hmm.
does not have a visa requirement.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the Virgin Islands because you've got the U.S. and the British Virgin Islands, so I'm not sure. They probably don't have one because you could be on the U.S. side and then be on the British side like you could do Canada and Detroit here. So they probably don't have,
yeah.
they may or may not have a visa requirement. I'm not going to tell you that. But if you
mm-hmm.
want to go on a cruise, you got to have a passport. You know,
That's
if you
right.
believe it or not, if you want to go to Alaska and drive there, you better have a damn passport because you got to drive through Canada to get to Alaska.
Mm.
You know. So understand that passport,
mm-hmm.
look at it in a way of if you got a felony and let's say, you know, I'm pro-black also, and I'm maybe because my income low, I'm one of them people thinking about renouncing my damn citizenship to avoid paying taxes. You know, I've been country shopping. So,
wow.
And I know y'all said, really, she makes, it's not how much money, it's your tax bracket. So don't y'all say, why this bitch asking for funds? And she just said that she country shopping. Well, guess what? Once you make over a certain amount, now if you, pretty much if you make over $45,000, $50,000, you being hit with hard taxes.
Yeah, you're in the 21% tax bracket. And if you make over $100,000, you in the 35% tax bracket.
So for all y'all who saying, wow, she make a lot of money, no, just understand, it's not that I make a lot of money, but I'm in a tax bracket where I'm like, okay, Europe ain't looking so bad right now. Let's see, Paris, you know, France.
Yeah, you can pick and choose.
So for those of us that got that money. And for those of you, and I want all of my convicted felons to listen real close. If you ain't never listened to me, go get you a passport. Quit letting these people tell you what you can't do. Save up your pennies. You know, airfares are cheap. I'm a stalker of airfares. Find you someplace to go that you've never been outside this country. If your ass don't do nothing but go to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't even saying go to the Caribbean. Go to Toronto. They have a beautiful, they have all kind of festivals in the summer. It's a crazy ass city. Toronto is like, to me, Toronto is a little bit smaller than New York as far as the congestion. It's really crazy as far as stuff. That's the way I would describe it. So if you can handle New York, you can handle Toronto. That's the way of the next country. So for all y'all who say, where do I go? Go to Toronto. Okay, and for those of y'all who really don't want to go nowhere far, go to Windsor. And actually, getting on the Canadian border, we got a lot of resorts for us, so I know where the Canadian resorts are. So, like I said, I'm the exception because I live right here in Detroit, so I know all the places to go right on in the Detroit area. And then I have friends on the West Coast, so I know about going to the different places on the West Coast near Vancouver and stuff. So, yeah, I know about Canada, and I know that you don't have to go far to leave this country. And you could drive those places for you people scared to fly. You could drive there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to give y'all some options to get up out the country.
She's trying to help y'all out.
And if you really want to be adventurous and you don't want to get a passport, go to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico
yes.
is a U.S. territory.
Yes. Which is beautiful, by the way.
I'm just trying to give people options.
That's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Everybody needs some options. Everybody.
You know, everybody can't afford to go to Belgium, okay?
That's true. Yeah.
I can't afford to go to Belgium.
Wow. Well, you know what? You never can tell. One of these days, it's interesting that we're even talking about this. When Alicia Tyler passed away, I know there was two things that she was big on. One of the things that she, did as far as charity work, one of the things was education. She was real big on that. And then number two, she was big on domestic violence. So what I'm going to do is this is on record, and if anybody wants to know about how this is going to be done, you may find a way to get in contact with me, but I'm going to put together a foundation in her honor. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take 100% of all the proceeds that are ever raised, and I'm going to put it into those two charities that she wanted to work with. One of the charities was one that I started working with back a couple of years ago that was just up and running, and she came and she spoke to the organization back a couple of years ago. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So I will be pulling together all of AVN's hardest hitters. We're going to come together, and how I'm going to do it, we're going to do a fundraiser, but we're going to do it very up style. So I'll probably begin with you probably via email on when that will happen, where it's going to happen, how it's going to be
done. Definitely let me know, because I'm big on domestic violence. That's one of the things that actually I was listening to D.L. Hughley's show earlier today. And
wow.
he touched on that a bit, because they were talking about us being a violent country, and they were
wow.
talking about teenagers beating each other.
Wow.
I didn't hear the whole show, but basically it was about violence in the country.
Wow.
But they were talking about just solving all our problems with violence. So definitely,
right.
And I'm a domestic violence survivor, so I
wow.
am very
so
big on that.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk then. We got a whole lot to talk about. I believe that we all meet for a reason, and sometimes it's sooner rather than later sometimes. Come in this way. So I believe we all met for a reason, and I think this is kind of one of the reasons why I think we kind of met, and I think it's because we are supposed to be coming together to do something. And, I believe in being a team player, and I believe in getting the job done, and whatever the mission is, I'm about seeing it all the way through. So, but I thought that this organization, the two projects that she was really committed to, would be something I could do to keep her memory alive. So I guess one of the things I also want to find out, since I didn't know very much about it, I did attend the funeral last year. I was there. Sadly to say, I was surprised that she didn't make it into the AVN Hall of Fame. Well, but then that's another story. It's be political. It might be. I don't know. But I was kind of surprised.
AVN is its own entity. I mean.
Yeah. I was just kind of compelled by that. Because I didn't know what was going on with that. I don't know what
right
was going
now,
on with
AVN
that.
Right now, AVN is going through a whole lot of stuff. I mean, with me only being a toy provider, I see
wow.
things a little different. So my views, as I tell everybody, I try to stay as correct as possible, but I also let people know, because I have no fear of repercussions from the industry other than maybe they'll tell people not to buy toys from me, which at the end
right.
of the day, you kiss my ass. Because if I'm going to make
right.
money regardless, but it's
wow.
really, it's one of those things where I have slammed AVN publicly, especially about some things, and with me being out of commission for almost a month, this
wow.
coming back Vegas. Well, me being out of commission for almost a month coming back from Vegas. A couple of things happened in Vegas where I think some people saw a side of me because they did not know that I was going to go straight up stupid on them. And
Ham.
I was like, oh, hell no. So,
wow.
And for anybody who's listening, if you were in Vegas at the Hard Rock, and I'm going to say this because stupidity runs rampant, especially when people don't know what the hell they're doing. If you're going to have, if you're going to do a step and repeat, know what the fuck a damn step and repeat is.
Right.
The number of people that did not know what a step and repeat was crazy. And we're talking about people in the industry. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm like, how the fuck are you having a step and repeat and they don't know what they're doing? And they was like, what's a step and repeat? I was like, when they're on the red carpet taking pictures, I was like, that's a step and repeat. I was like, the red carpet is not 500 feet long. It's only about 10 feet long.
Wow.
I was like, but it's four pictures. I was like, it's called a step and repeat. And they did not know it was called a step and repeat. And they, and most people, for those of y'all who don't know what a step and repeat is, if you ever watch the Emmys or the Academy Awards, and I'm talking about the bigger shows, they don't really show it that much with the music shows. But when you look at the red carpets, when they do it and you see them reporters talking and you'll see five different pictures of one person, that's a step and repeat because they stand there and you've got a set of reporters that need pictures and you got to turn another way and you got cameras. You so when they say step and repeat, they're pretty much repeating your pose. And that's why it's a step and repeat, step, repeat, step, repeat. But you're smiling the whole time. So for those of you who don't know what a step and repeat is, that's what a step and repeat is. And first of all, they didn't have photographers there doing it right. So, you know, I was looking. And then they had the location wrong. They had it outside of the club, and we were supposed to be a VIP, and I never got in the club. So, yeah, I'm going ham on them about this. And I was – luckily, there was another VIP party that was also going on that was much better. So I ended up going to the other one. But it was two parties, and AVN did two VIP parties in the same location on the same night. One was a black party, one was the white party. They heavily promoted the white party because that's where the step and repeat was at. They didn't heavily promote the black party. And the black party was 500% better than the white party.
Wow.
I just was out of place because I had on white at the black party, but I had more fun at the black party. Because I never got into the white party.
Whoa.
I could not get into the white party.
So is there not like a complaint system or anything?
They don't give a damn.
Wow.
They don't give a damn because, see, people pay tickets to get into the club, and where there was supposed to be a VIP line for those of us who have paid to get in ahead of time, we're supposed to be getting in regardless. They told me to go stand in line. I was like, are you kidding me? And I go to Vegas enough. And the only way I could have eluded that entire line was to go on and pay $400 for table service, which $400 for table service is not bad. But why should I have to pay $400 on top of the $100 that I already paid to get into the club? You tell me for $500 I sit my ass down and I'm a female? You done lost your mind.
Whoa.
You tell the dude to pay that. You don't tell me to pay that. So that was one of the things where I was like, are you kidding me? You just had me. And they thought I was going to pay. I was like, I'm not paying for table service. I go to any club out here, especially when I know what I'm doing.
Uh-huh.
But definitely, and this night's show, I don't know if you heard me, but this night's show, because of me being sick, I got thrown off for my whole month. So my Tuesday show normally is a guest on it. That's why when you called in, I was talking about the GoFundMe. So I'm telling everybody, go to GoFundMe, you know, if y'all want to see me continue at Exotica. Because if we don't get the funds, word from management has come down, you know, we not paying for you to go. So. But I get with me. I mean, they're just not paying, you know, because financially the company did not make money, and it's good for the fans to see us, and because we don't charge for pictures. You know, we don't charge for any of that because we're already there. But it was told to me that if I want to go to Exotica this year, and I want to sell toys, and I want to have a presence, and I have to take a staff with me, you know, so it's not me going by myself and being at a booth because I'm not an adult star. So I'm not working, you know. Therefore,
wow.
You know, hotel, all that has to be paid for. And I was told, guess what? Last two Exoticas, you didn't break even. So since you didn't break
wow.
even, you got to raise the funds to go. And I know everybody
wow.
said, but you, and I, for those of you who say, but I'm the owner of the company, I'm the owner of the company, but I have two silent partners.
Wow.
And those are my money people. And my money people have said, I'm cut off as far as doing the shows.
Wow.
You know, I could do this. Like, I pay for me to go to Vegas. I don't ask my money people for Vegas.
Wow.
So for all
wow.
you guys who are saying, you're the owner of the company and you make the final decision. Actually, I don't make the final decision. I'm able
wow.
to do these shows because I've got people who back me.
Wow.
And my back said no.
Wow.
And I can't be mad
wow.
at them, you know, for the amount of money that they dropped for me to go these places. And, you know, when
yeah.
when I present them how much I need, they're not too happy
yeah.
with me.
Right.
So for everybody
right.
who looks at it and say, why am I asking for $5,500? I'm asking for $5,500 because just for us to have a presence there. We're not talking
uh-huh.
about no products or anything else. To have a presence there,
right.
just a booth, is going to cost us $1,600.
Right.
That's just for us to
wow.
stay in there. When you're talking,
wow.
now that's not us having a place to sleep. That's not us eating. That's just having that booth. So when
wow.
you add in hotel and everything, and like I said, I take
wow.
a staff with me. So for those
right.
of you who say it's a lot of money, actually it's not a lot of money when you're talking about two shows. When you're talking
uh-huh.
about a staff going with me,
right?
It's but if you guys look at it, you know there's incentives. You know, I'm not just saying somebody drop it. You know, for those y'all
right.
who got $10, you know, $10, you know,
yeah.
if they say we're not even, you know, asking for people to drop $1,500. We're those $1,500 sponsors.
Every little
something.
Bit helps. Absolutely. Definitely. You know, I'll be the first person to go on there and say it. I'll definitely go on tonight and do something. So I know I sent you the email, but I know you're probably emailed back, so I didn't get a response from you, but I can definitely do something to help out with that. Just to get the potluck started, to see who jumps up and starts making some noise. But I definitely want to get in and help. As much as I can.
You know what? I'm just not going through the email, so you're right. I'm backed up on emails. Because it's just crazy for me. I mean...
Wow. I mean, you have quite a bit going on, so I can understand that completely.
Being out on my butt with the flu, I'm telling you, if I never thought the flu would take me out. Everybody... I could laugh now, but I've never had a illness
wow.
take me out for almost a month. And I consider
Ooh-wee.
Myself strong. I mean, I'm here in Michigan. I run
right.
in 19-degree weather. So when I say I'm hardcore, this don't bother me. I've
wow.
never had nothing knock me on my ass. And
wow.
all y'all can talk about me, and y'all can even repeat this. Yeah, I was knocking my ass so bad, I called my mama, okay? My mother had to take me to the doctor.
I was
at the doctor, just like a teenager, just like a child. I was saying to my mom, I was like, I can't do this. They took me into the exam room. My mom was like, I went, no,
wow.
you come with me. I had her cut
wow.
the light off in the exam room. That's how sick I was. So for those of you guys who say, no, I was not sick, I am hardcore. I take care of my mother and father. It's not normally the reverse. My mother
wow.
was like, I got you. So when I tell everybody that this is how bad it was and
wow.
my voice is just now coming back, yeah, it knocked me on my stone cold butt. And like I said, I don't call my mother for nothing. Me and my mother,
wow.
we chatted up. Or if she said, I need something, boom, I'm there. But when she heard how sick
wow.
I was, she dropped what she was doing and was like, I got you. Let me get over here because
Wow. Wow, man. That's unbelievable. But that's good, though. You have the support system. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of missing that. So it's good that you can have that. When you're going to hit something, that's your brick wall right there. So it's good that you have that support system. But yeah, I definitely want to try to support what you're doing. I know this is for the fans. So I definitely want to try to help, you know, with what you're doing. I know that those things for some people is very necessary that they have that.
Well, a lot of times people say, you know, especially when, and I'm not gonna say what this person said, but on Twitter the other day, one of the adult stars, she went on a rant, and apparently she went on a bad rant, and I sent her a message telling her to chill, and basically because I understood where she was coming from, and for those of you who saw the tweets that was going back and forth, she basically called out the fans, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, "You guys call yourself a fan, but you bootlegging the videos, you won't buy them. Therefore, you taking money out of my mouth. So how can you call yourself a fan of porn, but you won't pay for it?" And I watched a couple of guys call her a two-bit whore, a dick-sucking bitch, and all this.
Wow.
And she kind of responded back. You know, she's like, "Then don't follow me." This is what she told him. And I, because I wasn't going to feed into it publicly, and me and her know each other, so I sent her a message. I was like, you know, "Hey, chill," you know. And me and her had a conversation, and it ended up chilling out because I felt that I needed to do it behind the scenes. I didn't want to feed into it publicly because, for one, I understood exactly what she was saying. She was correct on how she felt. That's how I feel about people who buy toys. You know, people say they want to buy toys, but then at the end of the day, they're looking for something for nothing. You know, but if I go on a public rant about people not buying toys or how they don't want to pay $20 for a toy or they don't want to pay $50, then I'm wrong, so I don't do the public rants. But I contacted her, and she kind of saw my way because I was like, you know, just block these people, bump them. So a lot of times when you guys who are listening, when you see a adult star go on a public rant, believe me, for one, these are not B's and H's. This is their job, you know.
Right,
just like
right.
This is my job. And when a person says, "You're not buying this stuff, you're taking money out of my mouth," guess what? And I say, I always flip the script. How would you feel if I was your boss, or if you were providing a service, and at the end of the week or at the end of the 2 weeks, the boss said, "Yo, it was nice doing that, but all your service," let's say that I'll use the case of, like, somebody who does a lot of typing, and they do a lot of original work, like writers.
Right.
You've done all these beautiful manuscripts that had to be turned in. Now, your money comes from these manuscripts. Well, your manuscripts are for everybody to see, so guess what? You ain't getting paid. You got paid one time for the manuscript. That was the original one. But it's 1,000 other copies out there that haven't been paid for because the integrity wasn't there. So guess what? Where your manuscript might have been $200, but now it's 10,000 copies out there, so that's $200,000 that's gone. And that's how the adult industry sees it, and I perfectly agree with them. For every bootleg movie in the adult industry, you're taking money out of some actor or actress's mouth or the director. Remember, these are movies. These are not, you know, regardless of what you may think, I have had the privilege, and I will say it, if you want to see how a adult film is made, go rent Training Day with Naomi Banks in it. It's a two-disc DVD. It goes deep into the behind the scenes, or go rent, if you can't rent it, buy it, but Naomi Banks and Naomi's Diary.
Cool people, by the way. Awesome person to be around. Just very down to earth.
But on her, I want to say it's Naomi Diaries. It's either two or three. I think it's two. She shows you the behind the scenes. So these are films, and when you see the behind the scenes, you see what it takes for these movies to be made. And so for anybody who doesn't understand, when you look at the behind the scenes of the filming, and I want to say it's Naomi Diaries too. I'll have to look. I'm fortunate enough to have that one. I own that one, so Naomi, if you listen, I need a new movie. She, every now and then she listens to the show, so I had to get that plug out there. You know, if you listening, you could drop a sister a new movie in the mail, or you know how to contact me. And yes, she is cool people. But, you know, if you listen to the show that she was on, that's how me and her talk all the time. I think we actually toned it down for the show. That was toned down because...
Toned down version.
Well...
G-rated.
Oh, we don't do G-rated on my show, but it was...
Oh, goodness.
It was toned down because I had just seen her. I had went to L.A. and seen her, so it was, you know...
Wow.
We have conversations, and both of us... And for those of y'all who don't know, keep your eye out for Chocolate Radio. Chocolate Radio is Naomi's radio station that's coming out. They're going through a transition, so I've been, like, really trying to get the inside scoop. I'm actually going to try to get her on the show before the launch so I can really promote it hard about Chocolate Radio coming on. But for those of you, you know, if you hear us or if you ever heard any of her shows when she was on Sirius Radio, I think my name was mentioned so much, I would hear people, you know, I would go and listen to a recorded show because I would sleep. And I'd be like, damn, I don't even call into the show and I get called out. I've gotten called out so many times, and then I've had to call in and say, well, I get called out, you know,
wow.
for the things that I do.
Wow.
But that's my girl, so. But
wow.
The reason why I mention her, like I said, for those of you who don't understand how the movies are made, these are not just somebody with a pocket camera pulling it out, doing it. These are real movie sets. And like I said, Training Day was a really hardcore movie, and I actually asked her about that in the interview, you know, because I did look at the behind the scenes, and I normally don't look at her movies. It's kind of hard when you see your bestie and you know everything and try to, you be like, damn, you know. So, but when she did my show, I had to really, you know, I had to bite the bullet and look at the movies. And I tell everybody I'm glad I did, you know, because Training Day really enlightened me. Because it was,
right.
If you look at that, you're watching the movie. If you love the way that the original Training Day was done, the parody
is
real good. You know, I can tell you it's some shit because she got into character, you know. She made sure that she did Denzel's character to the T. She got into character for that. And that's one of the things to show you that these are real actors and actresses. This is not just about sucking dick and licking pussy and laying back and getting fucked. There's action involved.
Right.
So
for
you guys who don't understand what's entailed, you know, they put a whole lot of time and effort into this. And it's not just, you know, laying out on the bed or laying on the couch. And then, like I said, when you look at Naomi's Diaries, there's the behind the scenes on that, and that's another one. And like I said, those two, I know the behind the scenes because she has, her directors and everybody have taken the time to give you the behind the scenes of what's going on, to give you the feel of the movie. And I think that's where the respect level comes in, because I think that not every single movie you need to see the behind the scenes, but when you see it, you be like, damn, I need to go buy this shit. You know, it's just a total difference. And that's why when anyone asks me about the movies and they'll say, you must have a whole lot of movies. Well, no, I don't have a whole lot of movies. But if I want movies, I know who to call. I am lucky enough where if I call certain people in the industry, movies are dropped in the mail to me.
Wow.
You know, everybody doesn't have that, but then I have no shame.
Y'all be safe.
I'll walk into a video store and go rent a movie. So I'm telling you guys, for those of y'all who think that you're going to watch it online, they had a, and I'm going to tell y'all, and yeah, I'm trying to scare you, but I'm going to give y'all some reality. When you go online and look at some adult movies, depending on what website you go to, and even the ones that you think are safe, they can and will attack your computer. So for damn sure, and this was on the local news here, you know, especially with the different sex tapes that are coming out, you know, they'll say, oh, such and such celebrity got a sex tape, and you go to this website and you type in what you heard on the radio or saw on TV, and you go type in this, and you go to this website, you've seen this, and next thing you know, you're getting an email or a text message from some unknown person that's hijacked your computer and threatened to blackmail you because you watched this tape. And, you know, I tell people, I don't really worry about stuff like that. For one, the biggest thing is they've had web cameras hijacked. You know, thank goodness I don't have a webcam I do got a webcam somewhere. They wouldn't see nothing. They probably say her office is junky. That's what they would get from
wow.
my webcam. They'd be like, they'd be like, can we call Molly Maid? Her office is junky. Because
yeah.
I don't even know what my webcam is. But that's
wow.
the whole thing. You know, so you guys be careful. So while you out there watching the free movies,
wow,
take a chance. Your computer might get hijacked, you know, unless you got some bomb-ass software or you constantly cleaning it or you're an IT person who knows how to do that stuff. You know, I watch it.
Wow.
And like I said, I saw the rant and I understand it, you know. It's just
wow.
like when we do Exoticas and we do AVN. AVN,
wow.
I don't do anything but walk around. But Exotica, you know, we are in full hair and makeup and clothes. So when people see us, they don't understand, you know, we've come from our hotel room. You know,
wow.
we're being nice, we're posing, we're like, okay, you know, every time somebody say they want to take a picture, we're taking pictures, you know,
wow.
and we're there. And then on top of us taking pictures for
okay.
the fans, we also have to, you know, depending on who's there, especially if I'm doing future shows with a person, then I'm trying
wow.
to get pictures with all these people I'm doing future shows with. So, you know, catching
wow.
them catching me, we getting together. Hey, can I get a picture? Sure, we got a picture, you know, boom, 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 boom. So it's more than just. When people say, oh, well, you're on the radio, it costs to be on the radio. You know, I can say that, as they say, I've got two partners that provide a lot, but I provide a lot
wow.
also. So, you know, I pay for a lot of things, but when they tell me no, because those are the ones who make sure that my business keep up and going. You know, they are the ones who stepped in when I was going to shut my business down and said, guess what? We got
wow.
you. And when
wow.
you get people step in, as much as you want
right.
to tell them, go to hell, guess what?
Right.
When somebody says, hey, how much do you need? And they write you a check.
Well, uh-huh.
And that check is written on the contingency. They're going to get a return on their money.
Uh-huh.
You know, you have to listen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 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 That's just sound business. That's really what that's just sound business. But you shared something remarkable here, and you know you've been talking about the business aspect of the industry. I think people get the business that industry so the thought process that people have about it sometimes they don't understand all the parts and pieces of it that all of it has its purpose and its place. But I think when you understand one scope of it, you kind of miss the other scopes that make the business operate as well as it does. You never just look at the aspect. You talked about the acting. That's a lot that goes into that. You don't know if people are taking acting classes. You don't know if people are, you know, even when it comes to being in physical shape. I understand that even some of those guys that they have weight trainers and they have that's money that's invested into.
They're at the
so
gym. If you follow some of the guys, you'll see, you know,
yeah.
you'll see a few of the guys. And when I say this is across the board. You'll see the black and the white guys. You'll see the black and the white female actors. You'll see a lot of them
right.
posting, had to go to the gym. And, I mean, they're putting some hours in the gym. You know, I feel
yeah.
sorry when
yeah.
I go around them and I say I'm going to the gym. They be like, well, how long is your gym? Oh, well, I spent about 45 minutes. They be laughing at me like, 45 minutes? That was one workout.
Wow.
You know, they putting in 2 and 3 hours at the gym a day. Some of them more
yeah.
than that to be in tip-top
yeah.
shape. You know, so
yeah.
what they're putting
they, that's
in,
part
you
of
know,
the package.
They're investing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's,
then you got, they pay for their testing. Remember that because
yeah.
their life is on the line every single day, they're paying for testing. And then a lot of
yeah.
these people, you know, Miss Marche went public when she got pregnant last year. You know, so she's
wow.
pulled back. I don't even know if she's back in the industry. I know she's busy being a mother right now because her daughter was born. And all this is on Twitter.
Wow.
So for anybody to say, I'm putting her business out there, I'm not putting her business out there. She
right.
shared her life with the public. And Miss Marche
right.
came out and said, taking a break, you know, to become a mommy because she got pregnant,
right.
you know, and
wow.
she's enjoying motherhood right now. Well, these
right.
are people, you know, she may or may not come back to the front of the camera. But even if she goes behind
right.
the camera, guess what? She still got to pay them bills. You know, babies don't live off of love. You know, they got to eat.
Yeah.
People got bills to pay, you know, and I think that people forget the aspect that in the adult industry, put it like this, you would never ask Will Smith to do a movie for free. Now, we all got mad love for Will Smith, you know.
Right.
We, you know, homegrown, you know, came from the hood, got to where he's gotten.
Right.
And nobody would ever ask him at his level in the game. Put it like this, any of his movies, even his shitty movies, nobody's going out there and bootlegging and they all over the internet. You know why? Because the motion picture industry goes after every single motherfucker who uploads their movie illegally. And the adult industry just hasn't gotten to that level. But guess what? Rest assured, you guys, they will come around. And guess what? The fines and the penalties will be just as harsh as mainstream movies. Then what are you going to do?
Yes.
Say they ain't shit? Guess what? These people actually work harder, because where you see a person like Will Smith or Jada Pinkett or George Clooney, they might do one movie a year, maybe two. You've got these actors and actresses that are working for 6 and 7 straight months. Some of them are doing 10 to 12 scenes a day, and a scene is hours. So when you're talking about them doing this, and if you ever listen to my show, you'll hear some of the people I interview saying they got scenes.
Wow.
Interviews are put on hold because people have scenes to do, that they've got commitments. Remember, you got all your studios out there, so when people do these things, you know, I understand when they say, I got a commitment, I can't do this, or they can only do so long on my show because they also are camming. Well, guess what? These are the things that, as the general fans, don't look at. But I always tell them, when I drop my $10 to go see a movie, you know, I don't sit there and then try to find a movie online. Now, what I do do, and I have no problem saying this because I'm still not taking money out of nobody's pocket, what I do, if I don't want to see a movie at the theater, I wait, what is it, the Tuesday releases, and I'm right there buying that movie. You know, but then I'm watching it 5 million times because I own it at that point. Or I'm watching it on Netflix because I pay for Netflix. What I'm not doing is going to some website, getting bits and pieces of the movie where I can't watch it for free because it's being streamed from some overseas location. You know, and that's the big thing I tell people. So if you don't want to, that's like somebody, that's like me going in your house. You invite me in and you say, yeah, you could stay, you could come for dinner. And while I'm there, since I'm hungry, I bring my trash bag with me or my little carry-out bag, and I go into your refrigerator, and I see that you got some nice ribeye steaks and some lobster tails, and I just go shopping. And when I leave, I got that with me. I ain't paying for it. You know, you invited me for dinner, and I just came and went grocery shopping. Well, that's how it is.
Wow. That's interesting. You know, just looking at the, you know, the scope of the industry like that, that's a lot of hard work that's being put into it. And so, you know, people can never take for granted. And again, you know, I can understand what the industry is having. You know, you don't want the industry to ever, you know, those transitions that's happening. And, you know, you said people are putting their lives on the line. People are, you know, keeping the image built. So, yeah, that's all a part of the package. So when you are a consumer, that's what you're investing in. You're investing in the pack, whoever is putting in the work. You're investing in the camera crew. You're investing in the actors, you know. So you can never take for granted, you know, the scope of this business and what it does. I learn more and more about the business every waking opportunity that I can, because I have friends that are in it, and I have a significant other that's in it. So if I don't have a full understanding of it, you know, I'll limit my mentality in
but
terms of,
but it's a fun,
you know,
industry. You know, I tell everybody it's one of the more fun industries, because the one thing I could say about the adult industry, which I hope it never gets as mainstream as mainstream, for one reason. In the mainstream industry, you got, and I'm going to say it because it's public, you got Lindsay Lohan. What is she, a crack addict, coke addict, whatever she is, you know, she got public problems. You don't see that with the adult industry. Not that people in the adult industry don't have problems. Let's get that clear. It's not that they don't have problems, but you know what? Because the adult industry is truly a family, and I mean, you've got parts of your family where, you know, I can't stand them folks. Well, guess what? That's in any family.
Right.
But when you deal with people and you see them, you know, even when I, as much as AVN gets on my nerves, because I'm out there so much, there are people who are part of the adult industry out there who, when they see me, or like when I didn't show up for 2 days, what happened? What was wrong with you? And I told them I was sick. Guess what? Nobody else is checking to see where you at. You know, nobody's sending you a text message saying what's going on. You know, that's the difference, because there were people looking for me in Vegas who just couldn't find me because so much, you know.
Wow.
And we're not talking about fans. We're talking about people in the industry, you know, because when you're trying to meet up with people. So I tell people, yeah, you're going to hear me knock AVN, but I don't knock them for what they do. I knock them because some of their shit ain't on point. You know, AVN got to come around. You got a lot of talented black actors and actresses, and you guys have just got to come to realize that, you know, Chocolate is here to stay. Chocolate ain't going nowhere. And when you tell a white female that her value is going to go down if she does a scene with a black actor, you just degraded an entire race.
Wow.
You know, and you just degraded this female. You know, there's only certain black male actors who, quote-unquote, are to y'all standard. Well, I feel like this. In Hollywood, you've got a whole lot of black actors. That don't mean they all need to be on screen. And nobody's value is lowered if they do a movie with a lesser name actor. Look at all the movies that have come out this year with actors and actresses that we really didn't know who they were, who are actually on the list for Emmys and Academy Awards this year. So who the hell is AVN to start telling, or people in the adult industry to tell a white female that her value is going to be degraded if she does a scene with a black male? You know, that's some bullshit. And yeah, I'm calling them out because I don't do scenes. You know, and my toys, I sell to everybody. So, you know, but I'm going to put it out there when other people won't do. You know, AVN, come around, because you don't see nobody saying, oh, your value is higher with Will Smith, but your value ain't shit if you do it with this person, because you had, like I said, a whole group of actors and actresses came out this year that people didn't know who they were. Some of them, the first time they've been on camera. You know, look at that little girl. Who was it from the movie, the little six-year-old who got nominated last year? Nobody who knew what that child was. She's six. But she killed it. You know, and I've watched that movie that she was in at least 3 or 4 times. Look at the actors and actresses from 12 Years a Slave. You know.
Wow.
Look at Django. Wow. Hell. You know, let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, look at the number of actors and actresses that are in these movies who some of them we didn't know about. Some of them we did know, but guess what? They're being recognized.
Wow.
So if white Hollywood can recognize these people, what the hell is wrong with white porn?
Yeah.
You know? As they say, call it like it is. Like I said, I know somebody going to slam me, and I might get an email. What else is new?
Wow.
Shit, I'm in trouble. You know, I tell them, listen, we don't have a porn industry here. You know, I think you know what? This is worse than I'm going to say it. So for all you motherfuckers here in Detroit, yeah, I'm calling y'all out. Y'all are worse than the motherfuckers in the Bible Belt. These motherfuckers stick their nose up, Bible thumping, at the damn strip club on Sunday morning, motherfuckers. But they won't tip. That's why we don't, for all y'all who want to know why we don't have top name adult stars coming in, because you motherfuckers won't tip at the club. How you going to have somebody come in and they come on stage and y'all won't tip? I hear about what y'all don't do. So I'm just going to call y'all out. I'm going to tell you what you're not doing. The reason why you're not getting the top name actresses here in these clubs is because you motherfuckers won't drop them off. You know,
wow.
That's why they not coming. The reason why the toy industry here does not make the money that the rest of the country makes is because you motherfuckers too busy trying to do like y'all always do, trying to rub two nickels together to get nothing. And
wow.
when I always say, hook me up.
Wow.
Here's your hookup. Shit costs money. Start paying for it. Here's your hookup. Realize that you won't be getting nothing for nothing. And like I said, I
right.
tell people listen to my show, and some people are being called out because they know, how the fuck do you call, and I'm going to say this, for all you people who promote parties or whatever, and you call your toy person, the person that you think is desperate for your money, if you only call a motherfucker once a year and then you want a discount on two items, don't fucking call unless your ass is dropping $1,000.
Wow.
This is why the people here, like I said, I don't care if people don't like what I say because guess what? I don't give a fuck night.
Wow.
You know, because since I done started talking about how people, you know, do different things, guess what? Understand, your little $5 ain't going to make or break nobody. But you
wow.
won't get, if you want a discount, be consistent and send fucking customers. That's with any business. I mean, listen,
right.
anybody who knows me know I'm a fucking shoe whore. When I
yeah.
say I'm a shoe whore, I love shoes. Well, guess what? Shoe stores send me emails. Put it like this.
Wow.
I order shoes, and then they say, well, damn, bitch, you just spent this much money on shoes. Let us send you $10 so we can get some more of your money.
Wow.
That's how customers come, you guys. That's how you get discounts. You don't get discounts by picking up the phone at the last minute saying, can I get something, and then hope somebody's going to jump for you and be desperate. Nobody's business is that valuable. I'm just going to keep it real. But at the end of the day, you guys want to go through this and y'all want to talk about the different things. Respect the adult industry. You know, I'm just going to keep it 100 tonight. Respect the adult industry. Understand that nobody is trying to get over on anybody, but definitely you got to respect the people that's in the industry because they will respect you. They will hook you up. They will take care of you. But you can't, you know, sit here and expect something for nothing and think that everybody's going to be okay with it. And I know Jonathan is going through some traffic or something, but for those of you who have been listening to my rant tonight, this night's show is, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
I got you back.
Oh, thank you. I knew he fell out somewhere. I didn't know if he was up under a bridge or what. But wow, that's crazy. But I definitely wanna support, you know, what you're doing. I'm gonna tell you something crazy. I've actually wanted to go to either the Exotica or the AVN. I've been invited to go before, but I never took up on it because, you know, I was unsure. You know, you don't want to go too much. You don't want to go too much as a fan, but you don't want to go too much as a spectator either. Because some people go and don't really get to enjoy it because they're brand new to it and don't really. But I actually thought about going. So let's just say for a first timer who gets to go, where would be the best place to go, and what would a new person expect when they go?
Okay, for a newbie, I would say
yeah.
that the one thing to expect as a newbie going to Exotica, depending on which one you go to, and understand each Exotica is different. So with each one being different, one thing you can expect before you go, look to see who's there that you want to see. Exotica posts their website for their shows. The Atlantic City website is up. They're constantly posting the stars who are going to be there, who have already committed. I would say go in, expect to go. Do not go to any Exotica broke. That's where it becomes
Whoa.
Boring. Do not go
broke.
Whoa. Because
wow.
depending on who, like, if Pinky is there, Pinky charges for autographs. She has earned that right to do that. You know, therefore,
uh-huh.
if you want to take a picture with her, you're paying for that picture.
Uh-huh.
Don't disrespect any of the adult industry by if they're charging you, if they're charging for this, don't try to sneak and take it, because you get a better picture if you go on and drop that money to take it with them, and it's more personable than you taking a picture of them with somebody else. Well, guess what? I could go take a picture of somebody with somebody else. That don't give you that up close and personal, you know.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, I tell everybody, be prepared to, when you go in there, have money. I'm not saying have thousands and thousands of dollars, but be prepared to pay. Know who you want to see. Try to find out what day they're going to be there, because you have some of the stars, because of their schedules, they're flown in only for certain days. So let's say Rubber Doll. I'll get Rubber Doll because she's one of the bigger names that's at most of the shows. Well, if Rubber Doll is committed to be there, she may only be there on certain days at certain times, or Nikki Delano, or any of the other names that are out there. Find out if they're going to be there and when. And that's when I tell people, if you know a person is going to be at Exotica and you want to see them, don't be afraid to go on their Twitter page and tweet what day are you going to be there. Are you going to be there all 3 days? Roxy Reynolds, you know, she has a whole crew that goes with her. Cherokee the Ass has a crew. Well, guess what? Just because she has a booth there, she may have her other talent with her. Remember, these people have talent that they also sponsor. So when they do booths, a lot of times they'll have their talent with them. Don't get pissed if you don't see them because it's their booth, because it's them and their talent that are there. So if you're looking for Roxy, but let's say Roxy's talent is there, all you got to do is go on there and say, hey, Roxy, what day are you going to be at such and such a place? You know, a lot of times they may have it posted what time they're going to be there, depending on it. So I always say, have a clear understanding, you know, and then go in there, be fun, you know. Don't go in there all stiff. There are people, and don't try to see everything in one day, because it truly is a three-day experience. And I say go in that first day, get a feel, see, you know, what's going on. A lot of times the first day, because it's such a short day, you can see where the different people are going to be. Everybody isn't there the first day. The first day you normally have the majority of the vendors, you know. Depending on where it's at, they may. I think Chicago has a car show with theirs.
Wow.
Atlantic City is in the casino. Fort Lauderdale, I don't know what they're doing theirs. Edison.
Wow.
You know, each one has a different aspect. Atlantic City has the Fannie Awards. That's one of the reasons why we were trying to get to Atlantic City, because we wanted to be there for the Fannie Awards.
Wow.
If we don't make it, we're going to be okay. You know, I tell everybody, if we don't make it, we're going to be okay. So I don't want any of my fans who are listening to say, wow, you know, they really, if we don't make it, at the end of the day, we're going to be okay. We're just, you know, as far as business partners, they've put their foot down. And at the end of the day, those are the people who help me maintain. If I go against the grain and say, no, I want this money, I want us to go, and I don't bring them back theirs, then I kind of look stupid. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not into looking stupid. I'm still a businesswoman. So.
Right.
Well, you know what? I got another person, and this person will be helpful. I'm going to bring him in on this conversation, because this is one of my loyal listeners. Oh, he can help you, because this is the connoisseur. So, I just put you on point before I brought you on the air. Hey, Randy. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine, and you?
You know I called you the connoisseur. We're having
really?
This whole conversation. You are. Hell, if I want to know anything about the adult industry, I come to Randy. But I have Jonathan on. He's a listener from Dallas, and he was asking me about Exotica, and I know that, you know, what would you suggest? I don't know if you've been to the Exoticas, Randy, but I know that you are very well versed in the adult industry. For somebody who's going to an Exotica or AVN or any of those shows for the first time, what would you suggest to a young man of how to go approach it so that they don't look like a droopy, what's the word? You know how a dog with his tail, with his little pink thing hanging out. I'm trying. You know, I'm looking. My words are not coming out properly tonight, but you know what I mean. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would say, and I've been hearing this from other people who has been to Exotica's over like say a year and a half, shall I say? I would just say, be yourself. I mean, don't act so like phony, and don't say something like don't get too excited just because you see the stars. And I know you see some of this stuff on DVD or on the internet. And just don't go wild, because sometimes they can be a little sort of like uncomfortable when they do that. I mean, start stalking them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I see. Interesting.
Yeah, really? I mean, just be yourself, enjoy yourself, and just go to as many as you can. I mean, you can't see, like Ms. B said, I mean, all this cannot be seen in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You just see, the first day, you just take a little bit of it, the second day, take a little more, and then the third day, take the tail end of it. That way you'll see everything within 3 days.
Wow.
And for the people in New York area, I can tell you, and it's not unusual, but like we did Atlantic City in April. This guy was there all 3 days of Atlantic City, which means he got the 3-day VIP. We did Edison in October. The same guy did all 3 days in Edison. Atlantic City and Edison are about 110 miles apart. I don't know where this guy lived at, but I saw him. I feel like this. It was to the point where I knew who he was. I was like, and then I see you. And, I mean, he takes pictures. Very nice guy. So.
Wow.
And there's some, like I said, there's some people that you realize are there. And believe it or not, the fans get to know each other. I kid you not, there are some fans who go to Exotica to meet up because they get a chance to chat it up, and they'll say, did you see so-and-so? Oh, that person's over there, or that person's over there. And then you get the people like me who are there, who are working, but then we're looking for people. Like Evan Stone is the hardest damn person to catch. So I have to normally corner him. I'm always cornering Evan. You know, and it's hard when you're there. And, you know, the good thing is that I never look like a fan, because people normally assume that I'm doing somebody. But, you know, like you said, be yourself. But I say it's 3 days. And these events are big. You know, it's not like one aisle. You're talking a convention center. If you've ever been to a car show or YumaCon or anything like that, that's how Exotica is. And the difference with Exotica is that you've got a stage where there's stuff going on at least 3 or 4 times a day. You've got the dungeon, which is always something going on in the dungeon. Mm-hmm. And that's an open area where you've got your BDSM going on. You have your seminars going on, which happen, they go 2 at a time for 1 hour long of each one of those. And those seminars go each one of those 3 days. And it's a different seminar every day. So what seminar, if there's a seminar you want to go to, you better find the schedule of it. Because it may not. Let's say that it's a seminar on Friday, but you can't make it. Well, guess what? That seminar is not being held on Saturday. It's a totally different seminar. And the seminar is put on by the people there. I did seminar in Edison. I didn't do Atlantic City. I did one when I did Chicago. And each seminar is presented by different people. You might have an adult person from the adult industry. You might have a lawyer presenting it. You might have somebody who's a website builder. And everything centers around the adult industry. You know, either toys, how to start selling, how to get into the industry. There's different seminars. So Exotica is not just about meeting the stars. It's also very educational.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can I ask something? How old is the guy? How old is the guy? Can I ask how old you are?
Yes, sir. I'm 29.
Oh, 29. Oh, wish I was that way. Oh, wow. Wish I was that age again. let's just say I'm 20 years above you. So, and like Ms. B said, I sort of like know my little part in watching porn. I've been watching.
If they gave fan awards, if they gave awards for fans, and they broke it out. If they did the Olympics of the porn industry and they gave one, you know how Jeopardy is on TV? If they did Jeopardy for the adult industry, Randy would be the million-dollar winner. He'd be the one.
Yes, and he'd be on top of it.
He'd be in the buzzer.
I think that, you know what? That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea.
Porn Jeopardy. A porn version
of Jeopardy. I'm serious. That would make some serious money. It would. I really think it would. That's not a half bad idea.
I could be the host. Okay, y'all set it up. I'll be the host, and you get the people come in there. And you know what? We can start as a YouTube channel, and it can go from there.
Wow, but that would definitely be interesting. I guess I would have to find a way. I guess get with you. I think you may, if my personal number is not on your deal, you can have it now. But what I do is I work in public relations. That's what I do for a living.
I was just going back for my master's in marketing. Ain't this weird?
Yeah,
I was just looking at.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy. And now I'm getting ready to be I'm going into Harvard. Now my thing is I want to do anything that has to do with either anything that has to do with media, anything that has to do with the film industry, sports, anything like that. I want to be able to get on the cutting edge of that. So now, TV shows is like that's my pet peeve right now, TV shows. So if I could ever find a way to take something like that and give it another spin to it, I know there's some money to be made. Most of it is you know, you gotta have networks that will actually they got to buy the first season to see if it'll really spin. Before we really start seeing some money. But you know, those. I mean, they're a dime a dozen, and they're just waiting for just to go shop it. I mean, these is even money to try to shop it to see who would even be interested in it. And I understand that there's a lot of private bidding that goes on for a lot of these TV shows. Like I know Zane's The Jump Off right now. It's going into season two. And somebody just put up a $50 million for it. That because she couldn't put all of her money back into doing season two. So now somebody went behind
closed doors.
Zane
is in trouble
doors.
Right now. So Zane is she.
She got
to get her stuff in order. She got to get her stuff in order. But that's my girl. Actually, I don't know if you know if you've heard of Poppy Chulo, but Poppy Chulo actually did an interview with the cast of The Jump Off.
Wow!
I don't like that. That is my other bestie. That's my bestie in Florida. He know I'm so damn jealous. One day I'm gonna be like him when I grow up. He always interviews
somebody. Wow!
That's how I got put on the spot in Vegas. He put me on the spot. I missed him. God, I missed
him.
Let me ask the gentleman something.
Sure.
Do you remember the very first porn film you ever saw? Because I can remember. My first, because that was my first was 33 years ago. That's when
I'm about to shock you right now, and I think Ms. V already knows what I'm going to say. It's as strange as this is. I have never watched an adult film before.
Oh, wow. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
And she knows why I'm saying that. It
yeah, he
so
revealed it on my show.
I am a preacher's kid who is currently dating a former adult film star right now. I'm learning about the industry now. As a matter of fact, over the last 3 or 4 months since we've talked, I learned more about the industry than I ever really wanted to know about.
but you did it the easy way.
Yeah, I got in the easy way. Yeah, so no, sadly to say, I have not watched any adult films, and I'm going to say this, and this gets stranger. I am a 29-year-old virgin, so
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
So,
actually,
you know what?
If there's more virgins out here, we wouldn't have so many damn diseases. Yes, that came out of my mouth, and I have no problem for all you folks who say Did she say that? Yes, I did say
yeah.
it. I want to be like, was it Brandy Glanville who got her stuff?
Wow.
No, I don't want to be like that. But no, there's nothing wrong. Actually, you know what? That is more common now than it was in the past. So I don't think it's unusual to be honest.
You know what? You know what I find strange? And this is before. This is when I didn't start dating until I got out of college. I had problems dating because I found out that I scared women off because I was a virgin. I've literally found it. I had to go back and ask them what happened. You're a virgin.
Wow, virgins were challenges for me. That's my problem.
Biggest problem. It's like you're virgin. And I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? That's a problem for me.
One of my
I didn't know
was
that.
A virgin.
Okay,
I'm
going to
tell you. One of my exes was a virgin. I won't say his name because I think he do listen to my show. But he was a virgin when we got together. And we're actually still good friends to this very day. And that was over 20 years ago. And put it like this. I don't know I was young. So I probably wouldn't be as impressed now as I was then. But with him being a virgin, I mean, that was like, I was like, damn, can I find me another virgin? Because that shit was a challenge, seriously. I don't know how big of a challenge it is for men to get with a female that's a virgin, but that shit was like a challenge for me. And I was in the military. So, you know, it's, you know, anybody who know about the military, you know, we all about conquering stuff. So, and then I didn't help the situation because I had a damn T-shirt that probably... Now I would get in trouble back then. It was a joke because Randy, if you've been around enough military people, what do they call a female in the Navy? What did they used to call females in the Navy?
Oh, shoot, I forgot. they call them something. I don't know. And that's not
they used to call that. They used to call them waves.
Waves?
Waves.
Waves.
So, yeah. So, when I was in Florida, because I lived in Florida, there was a T-shirt that said, catch the wave. And my crazy ass went to a T-shirt shop, and I had put on the back of it, catch me if you can. And people in the Navy, you know, you have to be in the Navy to understand that females are called waves, to understand the front of it said, catch the wave, and the back of it said, catch me if you can. They were like, really, you are the biggest slut out there. I was like, no, because I didn't put it out there for everybody. I was like, you know, first of all, you got to understand the joke to understand the T-shirt.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Because
the T-shirt really was for surfers, you know, saying catch the wave.
Wow.
And I just took it to a brand new level of my own personal stupidity.
Wow.
So, believe me,
Miss B, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, you got it, man. This is your flow now. I didn't pick over for the last hour, man. Wow.
But I just wanted to let Miss B know, and probably you know, since you're real cool. I'm sort of like, I'm writing sort of like, and I think I told her this last week. When I called.
Yeah, you're supposed to be sending me a manuscript, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm writing a blog. I'm up to chapter 10 now.
Yeah, you told me about.
Yeah, it's talking about my, I might as well just tell him since you already know about it. I'm writing a sort of like blog on my free time, of course, on my 33 years of watching porn, starting from the early 80s. Early 1980s, and when it used to have double features, you see two movies for the price of one, and it was $5, even though that then was a lot of money to go to a movie, and up until the present day. So right now I'm at chapter 10.
You know, you better give us that blog when it finally gets posted, because I could tell you, if some folks want to see it, since I haven't touched my blog in months. I got so much to say on my blog right now.
Let me ask him something. What would you say for a person like you, and it, like I say, there's nothing wrong with it, who's never seen porn and never seen porn, versus me who has seen more porn than I can remember. What would your opinion? What would your opinion be of me? I mean, I know we know each other for about, or talked to each other for about at least 10 minutes.
20 minutes, yeah, about that, yeah. What I would say is me because lately, I've probably say the past 4 years, by what I've done in my living, I just got connected to people who were in the business.
Okay.
And so what happened is when I built those relationships, I got to understand the industry more. I got to understand a little bit more of the ins and outs and the hard work that kind of goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to understand that as a perspective as somebody that could be a fan, you know, it was always good to not only know what the person does, you know, on screen, but you want to have some sort of connection with that as the person. So for me, it would all be very educational because what that would do for me is it would really challenge me, if I can be very transparent about that. It would challenge me because, you know, my greatest fear when it came to, I guess I can say, sex education is that, you know, when I was in school, sex education wasn't something that was talked about. As a matter of fact, it was just kind of one of those things that, you know, you had to get out and learn yourself. Well, I didn't have that opportunity because I was very sheltered. So my experience on sex would be very limited, you know, to a person who has had sex for years. But I may have questions about certain things about that, about the person that has more experience than I do. And, you know, that may become something that it may address a curiosity. It may very well, it may confirm some things. And also, I think it would answer questions for me that maybe I'm afraid to ask. Or maybe some things that, you know, would be like, you know, I never looked at it that way before. Or why is the industry this way? Or, oh, I didn't know that was the inside. Because, you know, everybody... Ms. V told me something very important. Like the first show I called in on, she said the one thing that we all have in common is sex.
Right.
And so I had to start really thinking about that. And at first I didn't understand it because I wanted to tell her I was a virgin, so my understanding would be limited. But I had to think about it, that two things that came with that. Number one, you are human and that you all have, that we all have something we desire. So.
Right.
I had to kind of look at the aspect of that, and so lately I kind of been challenging that to see what other mindsets and how people think, and is it relegated to, you know, is it just the religious thought that people are bound by? Is it the conscious thought? Is it the relationship thought? What are people bound to when it comes to sex? So I've been thinking about that, but now that you're sharing your experience about being a person that watches it, I think it would educate me to understand why people even watch it. And then number two, it would also help me to understand, maybe to have, you know, certain curiosities even about sex from a fan perspective.
You can learn from it. The best.
Yeah,
yes.
just to learn from it. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. And I would challenge other people to do the same too as well. If you're not sure about it, There are films out there
by adult stars. One of my favorite stars, Nina Hartley. Nina Hartley actually puts out a whole, she has a whole lot of films out there on how to do certain things properly. And Nina's going to be on the show in March, so I can't wait. I'm going to have fun. Damn, never mind.
Wow, that's going to be, I know that's going to be great.
Well, she's a legend in the industry. Nina Hartley has been around for fucking ever.
About 30 years.
Yeah, she's been, and she is so cool, but she's going to be on the show. But she is actually one of the educators in the industry, you know. She still does film, but she is a legend in the adult industry. And when I say learn, I'm being honest. She actually has teaching films out there. I mean, You can go on HBO sometime. On HBO, they go through back and forth between HBO and Showtime and Cinemax.
Wow.
Cinemax,
they go back
yeah.
and forth with, depending on which channel, you know, because they're all owned by the same company. But they'll go back and forth, and you can actually see on her on the late, late night stuff, they'll have her
uh-huh.
teaching.
Wow.
You know, on I think she's been on Real Sex on HBO.
Yeah, I think I saw her that on that show. And she has those sessions that you were talking about. I mean, I can go to a adult store. Matter of fact, I know there's one. I can go to the adult store and see some of her stuff all lined up. Nina Hartley's teachings for oral, cunnilingus, and bondage and all that sort of stuff.
Wow.
She has a whole lot.
She is a legend and an educator. You know, I admire, as far as people in the industry, I admire her because she jokes. First time I met her, she was joking with me. I met her a few years ago, and when I met her, she said, it's a damn good thing the porn pays, because she said, you know what, I don't know if I could ever do a 9-to-5. And she's being, you know, she's very honest. She's never had a 9-to-5 job. She's always done porn. And
wow.
she's one of the few people who can say they have made it in this industry this long and command, I mean, she walks into a room and she commands a presence.
Respect.
You know,
yeah.
She gets mm-hmm. it, and for anybody who knows the adult industry, that is one of the people who, when I say I respect that woman, because she told me, she's like, if you want me on your show, and she's come along with the times, because Nina ain't no joke. I said, I email you. She's like, I don't look at my email. You send me a text message. Okay, I got you. Let me send you a text message.
Wow.
And that's why I wasn't able to lock her on my show, because I had forgot. At one of the times we had met, she said, if you want me to be on there, I respond to text messages. I don't have time to read my email. And she's
wow.
right. She responds to her text messages. She don't respond
wow.
to her email. She might not get to the email for a long time, but she'll respond to the text message.
Wow.
And
yeah.
you got to respect a person who's been in the industry, who's been around
right.
that amount of time, who she just keeps it real. I mean, Nina keeps it real, but she's one of the best educators. I mean, I watched
wow.
her how to pussy video, and I was like, I was like, damn, should have watched this a while ago. But then, and I do some things that she don't do, so.
I mean, Nina's one of those people that are real, keeping it real, but there are some of those porn stars that are really sort of like, how should I say it, fakes, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I've seen some porn
yeah.
stars that are fakes. But trying to pretend it's something, pretending it's something that they're not, or what have you.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
yeah. And you know what? It's interesting because I can share this because I feel like I'm talking to family.
Mm-hmm.
But I met Lori Alexia back in 2010,
mm-hmm.
and it was very interesting for me having met her because I was in New York. And I have a friend that does tons of stuff in New York, and I just happen to be on a business trip. So she was in just one of the Valero gas stations. And
mm-hmm.
not knowing who she was, I just heard the name and was around me. It's just names because I already knew people that had been in the industry before, but sometimes they don't – again, like you only – if you get a chance to meet them, you get a chance to meet them, but if you don't, you just don't.
Right.
So I went past her – and I said, I heard the name Lori, right? Is this Lori Alexia? And then she's like, well, yeah. So she was really, really cool. She's really nice. So I told her about somebody that was already mutual friends with us and didn't even know. And I'm like, how come they didn't tell me about you? And so so from there, she was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I met somebody. I won't call their names out. But I had a chance to meet them one time, and they literally they turned their shoulder up at. They didn't even know who I was. I could have been anybody,
mm-hmm.
but they turned their shoulder up at me, and you know I tried to speak. I was very cordial. I'm not asking because I want something from this person, but I'm really being nice because I'm around friends that's in the industry. She don't know if we know the same people or not. But it just so happens we all in the same space, and they tell me to go over there and say hi, but you turn your nose up at me, and I walk, you know, that's just, to me, you know, again, you talk about some people in the industry, just they don't have it. And some of them do need a major attitude adjustment, big time. But, you know,
In other words, make a long story short, snobs.
Yeah. It's not about being a snob, because, see, a snob is somebody who is looking down on somebody because they got something and they don't have it. But you have in the adult industry, and I'm going to call it out, so for all you bitches, and you know who I'm talking about, yeah, I'm calling y'all bitches, and I'm talking about the black ones. Okay, baby, when you're 20 years old and you were discovered in the damn video store or at some club shaking your ass, and all of a sudden because you got 10,000 Twitter followers and you made a couple of $1,000, keep it real, bitch. Let's get something clear. You still ain't nothing but a two-bit hoe. And yes, I'm calling it from the reality standpoint. You still ain't nothing but a two-bit hoe, because at the end of the day, your ass is going to be back flipping hamburgers at McDonald's yelling that you want $15 an hour when the rest of the people who are true business people making their paper. Don't look down on nobody. Now, there are some people, and I'm not going to say that they're entitled to look at people a certain way, but there are some people who, because of where they were when they left the industry, they feel a sense of entitlement because the industry has done a lot of people wrong. So when somebody comes up to them, they may act that way, not because they want to, but because there's a lot of animosity with a lot of the former actors and actresses from the way the industry treat them, and it has still, that pain hasn't gone away. So sometimes what comes out may seem like it's being a snob, but it's just the pain coming out, because it's hard to tell somebody that, hey, they fucked me over, or I did this many things and I'm not getting paid, or I didn't get the recognition. The internet has made a lot of people famous who weren't. So you have a lot of people who did their time in the industry and made the money, but as they say, when their time was up and they tried to leave gracefully, they got fucked. So it's a sense of pain. So I won't always call it arrogance or snobbishness, especially from the people who are older. Now, these 20-year-old bitches, I'm just calling them just the way it is, 20-year-old bitches, you know, get somewhere, do something that I can recognize before you call yourself looking down on somebody, because at the end of the day, anything that you've got, I probably done had it two or three times. If you had it, I done had three or four of them. You know, anything that you done had, I done had, you know, or I can get. So you don't know who you're talking about or who you're looking at the wrong way. And like I said, it's a couple of females that I've come across. Really, it's only one female in the industry. And I won't say her name because she'll never get that damn pleasure of her name being mentioned on my show. But it's one female in the industry who apparently thought if she got close to my other half, she could get close to somebody else, and therefore decided to try to slam my name. Okay, bitch, you not doing movies no more. I'm still with my man, and guess what? I ain't fucked nobody to get to where I got. You know? So how do you look? You badmouth my name. I'm still dealing with the adult industry. You done retired three fucking times, and you ain't 25 yet. Seriously?
That's not retirement. I mean, she's still a baby. I mean, come on.
But I'm just saying.
She's still a baby.
Yeah.
I mean, she don't know what's up.
See,
25 years
really,
old.
Let's rephrase it. See, she calls herself an adult star, but in all actuality, she's a groupie. Because she's doing what groupies do. So some of these females who are doing films need to know their place, because you may think that you're an adult film star because you got these followers on Twitter, but if you're still going after rappers and stuff like that, you're a groupie. And therefore, as a groupie, as a person who deals with people in the adult industry, and my other half is in that industry, I'm going to call you what you are. You're a groupie bitch, you know, and those of us, we don't have respect for you.
Right.
Groupies don't get married. You'll always be a groupie hoe. Just because you suck somebody's dick at a concert or at their hotel room and you think that you did something, guess what? Their woman at home don't give a fuck about you, but she will beat your ass if you give something to her man, okay? So you might call yourself a porn star. We call you groupies. Because real porn stars ain't hanging out at the backstage of concerts.
Yeah,
I mean, these young
people, I mean, I see some go on Twitter, and I see all these young 18, 19-year-olds on Twitter showing up showing a little pussy. When I was 18 or 19 years old, I may have watched porn when I was 18, 19 years old, but I don't just go around spreading it out. I mean, talk about it. I mean, I don't talk about it with people.
Well, okay, the number of dick pics I see, I mean, since when did it become okay, other than the man who was flashing you, to flash your dick? What is it? Everybody is fucking Anthony Weiner now? You know? I kid you not. Anthony Weiner has made the dick pic okay, apparently, because I put it like this. I've had guys follow me, and luckily everybody is, you know, you can't DM everybody, which is a good thing on Twitter. But I've had people who have gone so old as to think that they were DMing me and put a dick pic out there, because some people don't know the difference between DM and just doing a, you know, send a message. And it is so funny because I've had guys, you know, put the dick pic out there, and I don't respond. And I have, in turn, had a few females that I know DM me and said, did he think he was sending to you privately? And we have cheeked their fucking dicks and thought how funny it was. And just like men talk about how they won't fuck a woman because that's desperate, guess what? Men, when you post your dick pic, you're desperate. Therefore, you're not getting no pussy either. So...
yeah,
just
right.
Like you talk about a female who posts her pussy. Well, look at the since when. Like I'll repeat it. Since when has it become acceptable to post your dick? Like the whole world wants to see your dick. Nobody, you know, I'm not looking for dick no more than people want to see my titties. You know, and I'm gonna be honest. Randy, I think if you were on my Twitter page and I was talking about the titty pic and you was like that wasn't a titty pic, that's the closest that y'all are gonna get to my breasts. I kid you not.
Yeah.
You know,
you just do it with class. You did it with class. That's all it is. I mean, it's sexy, but it's also classy, too.
But I'm just saying, my breast pics are a whole lot different than everybody else's, you know, and that's my idea of a titty pic. You know, me putting the damn comment out on Instagram, can these motherfuckers get any bigger? Because I think it was the hottest damn day of the year, and I was traveling. You know, but y'all won't see areolas and all that, you know. I think the only, well, I can't say because I got some new pictures out there, you know, so let me zip that because I know my new pictures are out there. But at the end of the day, you know, first porns, groupies, people with attitudes, you know, I say keep it real because shit, you know, in the adult industry, you know, I say the adult industry. In any industry, be it the music industry, mainstream films, you know, radio DJs, basketball players, football players. At the end of the day, we all go to sleep. We all wake up. We all eat. We all piss and we all shit. The only difference is the amount of money we make. Nobody, put it like this, Paris Hilton, fake Kardashian, you know, nobody is shitting for them. Nobody is eating for them. Those are things they have to do on their own. Can't nobody do that for them. You know, nobody is sleeping for them. Somebody might be tweeting for them. They might be doing other things, but people can't eat for you. They can't sleep for you. They can't shit for you. They can't pee for you. Right. You have to do that on your own. And when you look at what we have in common, the money can't go with you,
right,
you know, and you're going to be, they said, what is your legacy going to be? My legacy when I leave this earth will be that I did as much as I could without trying to go to hell, because Lord knows I'm not a saint, you know, and I'm going to have to put on there, make sure I wasn't no damn saint. I'll never proclaim to be a saint, but I will not be the person who looks down on everybody. We all have a little bit of snob in us, because I'm
right.
sure you know, as they say, when depending on income levels, how many of us have said, oh, hell no. There are neighborhoods I won't drive in. This ain't got nothing to do with black or white. It's some white neighborhoods I won't drive in. And I ain't talking about the ones with money. There are neighborhoods that you just know that you don't drive through them because your ass might not survive. I don't care if it's a white neighborhood or a black neighborhood. It's just like in certain cities and certain states you don't drive through. It's
right.
Certain counties you don't drive through. You know, people say you don't drive in Detroit. Well, shit, there's parts of Detroit that I don't drive in, okay? We got some black parts of Detroit that I don't drive in, and we got some white parts of Detroit I don't drive in, drive through. You know what the two things they have in common is that I don't want to get fucking carjacked. That's what those two neighborhoods have in common. That I zoom through there with my doors locked and I look around. I grab my purse like the woman on the elevator when I go around certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with race. I know if I go in one neighborhood and I got to run into the store real quick, I'm holding on to my damn purse like I'm like a damn football. It ain't going nowhere. That's just the way it is. That's not being a snob. That's wanting to keep what the fuck I got.
Right.
I know Jonathan's saying, wow, I done just got the full education on this. He just sitting back and listening.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, you know, that's what I do. And, Randy, I know you missed the beginning of the show, but you are going to have to try to catch me periodically on Tuesdays. You know I'm on Thursday nights, but
yes.
Up until March, with the flu took my ass out. I've never had an illness take me out like this. So I'm really, as you hear, the voice is finally back. You know, but because of me being put on my ass for that amount of time,
mm-hmm.
I don't have guests scheduled until March. You know,
mm-hmm.
If I get people scheduled before then, they'll be in. But definitely, you know, March is the when I'll be back up and pop in the middle of March. You know, right now the jump off is going to be with that sexy ass Nina Hartley. The goal is to be back on before then, but I will be talking about it. The biggest thing that I'm doing on Tuesdays is talking about the fundraising, telling people to go fund me, you know. My people have said they're not paying for me to go to Exotica. So, as they say, when you got two business partners that fund you,
whatever
and they
goes.
Say, you know.
Yeah, whatever they say goes.
So
right,
right now it's on me and where I want to be at Exotica. You know, as they say, they have spoken, and I'm not mad at them. It's business at the end of the day, you know, and that's the big thing. It'd be different, like who they think they are. No, I don't have that, you know, because these people have backed me for over 6 years. Anything that I've wanted to do, they have given me a check. So for them to say, hey, we're not doing this unless you can produce, I'm not mad because they still backing me on so much other stuff. You know, and I know they don't always hear the show, but if you guys listen to me, say, all I can say is thank you because you guys have really blessed me. You know, for every little crazy venture that I said I wanted to do, when I wanted to do the calendar, you guys were right there and y'all backed me on the calendar, even though it didn't go the way I wanted it to.
Right.
When I said that I wanted to do Exotica at the last minute, you guys dropped that money and it didn't go the way I wanted it to. Every time I've done something and it hasn't gone right, you guys have not put your, you know, you haven't told me. This is the first time I've told. So I got to tell my backers, who I won't say their names because they've told me that if I ever say their names, they're going to kill me. But you guys know who you are. And if I've never said it, thank you, because when I wanted to close, when I wanted to shut V's After Dark down, you know, I was like, hey, it's not doing right. They was like, you got the vision. You just need the backers. They put their feet down. So I can't be mad, you know, because I was told no. I'm not a spoiled child. You know, I was told no. And they said the no wasn't really a no. It was, what are you going to do to get that money? So guess what? I'm doing what I got to do to get the money because I want to go to Exotica. So if I can't get it, but if I don't get it, I'm not going to be mad because, like I said, this will be the first time since they started backing me that I was told no. And it wasn't a you can't do it. It's just we got to see what you're doing. You know, You got all these brilliant ideas, but what the hell are you doing? You know, as they say, what have you done for me lately?
other than
take my checkbook. I can't be mad at the folks who said, what have you done? You know?
Absolutely.
So like I said, you know, I would like to throw a tantrum and say how mean they are, but, you know, at the end of the day, they want me to prove my worth, and this is me begging. Well, I mean, as they say, I'm begging. I ain't got no problem begging. They said, I'm not too proud to beg. You know, but my begging, at least I'm offering things. I'm not just saying, gimme, gimme, gimme. And if anybody knows any corporate sponsors, anybody know anybody in the industry, big major toy companies, you know, $1,500 is a cheap sponsorship. You know. I'm putting it out there. But
That's what you can do. You can keep putting it out there, but you definitely have my support in the venture. So,
we're looking at porn. Me and you gonna be talking because this porn Jeopardy. We gotta find like a way to do this. Because Randy is not just the only person like this. So we could start. You know, find a way. We have to meet up in some location. Do some filming, post it on YouTube, because what you do is you post it on YouTube and
there you go.
Do the trivia questions. And you have three people, you know, see how I respond. We try to tell somebody, try to get us a show, and we can all be making money, and we can all tell everybody to kiss our ass.
You're welcome. When you get through.
You know.
Yeah, I can probably,
and,
that for something like that, I don't think it's impossible to do. I mean, if who wants to be a millionaire is a double spinoff of Jeopardy. That's all it is. Somebody was just smart enough to come back and reinvent the wheel. But we need something historic like that. So definitely, Ms. V, you got my number. So I definitely get with you on. I guess I could discuss logistics.
Mm-hmm.
Logistics in terms of,
one of our first contestants would be Randy. We had to lock Randy in.
Yeah, we definitely, we got to get you on, man. Like, that's the goal, is to get you on, man. So, but I definitely want to get, like, the logistics in place. Then there's got to be location, and there's got to be, like, filming, and then, you know, I guess I got to look at sponsorship, because it's gonna take a lot of backing to push this if the network doesn't buy the first season. I got to have some sponsorship, so part of my PR job is to try to find some sponsorship. And so that's something that I myself personally will work on, is to try to find a sponsorship for it. We'll even spotlight even some of the adult film stars on it, and they could do it, you know, to help raise money for a charity of their choice. It's a variety of things we can do with it, but absolutely. I mean, that's not it's not impossible to do at all by no stretch of the imagination.
Well,
so
I can tell you, it's something that probably hasn't been done, because it could actually, you know what, we could definitely talk, but we guess what, we already got we already have a location. Why start on camera when we could start on the radio? We already got the time. We got the location. The station is here. The station is mine. This is mine, you know. And you do it with three call-in people, and we have a way for them to buzz in, you know. So that actually could
start
out.
That's a
start
right there. That is a start. Now, have you ever thought about making it interactive? It may take somebody that knows how to build apps that can do it. I think I know a couple of guys that are pretty good at building apps, but, you know, even if you turned it into an app, even that can make some money, you know. So
we're still being recorded. You know, we can't be putting all this out there. We definitely. Randy, tell you, this is what I do on my show. That's why I tell everybody, I think my show is a little bit different from everybody else's, because this is where we just have fucking conversations. You know, where else can you call and have a conversation where What I always say, V's After Dark is the no judgment zone. There is no judgment on my show. And we talk about everything.
Yeah.
Even though
and that's good. It's good. You know, you got a place where you can have some healthy conversation. Man, that would be you know what? I know you didn't have
Hello?
Oop. His call dropped. He'll be back in.
Oh, and speaking of Jeopardy, I can probably come up with some questions.
I know.
Yeah,
you
write some.
Yeah, there you go. That's it. You can write some questions, man. And what we'll do is with whoever sponsors it, man. Whoever wins, we can just do like a little. We can do a small prize. We can do a prize for $1,000. We can do, it's a number.
Believe it or not, it don't have to start out with cash prizes. Remember, I've got the toy store, so
start out with
toys.
All right.
And what we do is we have people, again, fuck, we recording. We can't be talking about this. I know you got Skype. You know what? We're going to talk about this later. And, Randy, we got your hand on this. Because, see, this
Do I need to email it? Do I need to email it to you
Okay, see, my Skype is public, so let me tell everybody, because this is easy. Just friend me on Skype. And for all y'all, I do accept my friend's requests. Just don't send me no dick pics.
Right.
y'all know how I feel about dick pics, I'm just putting it out there. But anybody, and this is for everybody, if you want to Skype me, it's V's After Dark. It's V-S-A-F-T-E-R-D-A-R-K. And Skype me, friend me, tell me who you are, and we can actually talk on Skype, and we can continue this conversation then because, as they say, I got Skype. And like I said, I wouldn't ask you to put your Skype out there, but my Skype is already out there, so I don't care who hears my Skype,
I don't have a problem with that. Anybody that
trying to put your Skype out there yet, because you never know. Some folks like to fuck with people on Skype.
That's true. That's true.
I get phone calls on Skype all the time. I just be like, who the hell called me? And then they be like, this person is not in your contacts. I be like, okay, that's nice.
How nice.
I don't answer. And then I get calls from Belgium and Italy and all over the place. I mean, I'm literally. And these people, for whatever reason, everybody thinks I'm a porn star. So.
That gets interesting.
When they hit me on Skype, it's always, let me see your titties or this. And I always have people ask me, do I cam? I don't cam. I don't cam, let's cam, okay? I don't cam. Actually, I don't even have conversations. I can tell you the last time I had a conversation, the majority of my conversations on Skype are business conversations. That's what I'm for.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, if I don't respond to a person on Skype, understand, it's not being disrespectful, but if you just trying to chat it up or you trying to see if you could get into my panties, I'm 45 years old. You can't get into my panties. And I talk business, at the end of the day, I'm about my business. Like I said, I am a public figure, so for me to put my Skype out there, I don't have a problem with that because I choose who I talk to on Skype just because it's out there, and I do accept friends, and I think that's where some people get upset because they say I accept friend requests. Yes, I accept friend requests on Skype because I do periodically post things on my Skype page, and some people, the only thing they do is go on Skype to see what's going on. So out of respect for those who don't go on Twitter and Facebook and all that, if I'm doing something, they make it go on Skype, and they'll see my latest update. Somebody who may have never thought about listening to my radio show may go in there and say, I'm on listen.
Wow.
So that's how I utilize Skype because, you could post your status on there.
Wow.
So it's just another business tool for me.
Yeah, it's a great business tool, yeah. I mean, eventually at some point, I put it like this. I've been – this is – I want to ask you this so bad. I don't know if we'll ever have her on the show or not, but I ran into her one time. I didn't know she was even a Texas girl. I ran into Donna Redd in California last year. I kid you not, I ran into her in California. Didn't know she's from my hood. She's from my hood in Dallas. Didn't know. And so I'm like, you know, this is kind of weird. The Texas accent is kind of, you know. And she's like, I'm from Fort Worth. I'm like, get out of town. I'm like, I'm across the way from you in Dallas. So she's a Fort Worth native. I had no idea. So lately I'm running to like Texas people, you know. So, but I think it would be great if you could have her on your show. I don't even think she's even active in the business anymore as far as I know. But it would be great if you could get her on. That would be awesome.
Well, you know what? That's why I'm looking her up now. Wow, she's a baby.
Yeah.
As they say,
yeah.
She's a baby in the industry.
Yeah.
But. Now, actually, I'll work on trying to get her on because that'll be somebody who could be on there.
Yeah, she would be cool. She would be real cool. I actually just ran into her. I mean, the tattoo was a giveaway. The tattoo was a dead giveaway, so it really didn't help none. But I just happened to, you know, I happened to see her, and I just went up to her and I said, "You sound like a Texas chick for some odd reason." She's Fort Worth, born and raised. I said, "Well, you know, I'm a Dallas cat, so I'm across the way from you." But yeah, she seemed like she was really cool people. But I know she's been active in the industry for quite some time. But I don't know what she's doing now. I have
she's
no
got
idea.
A Twitter. She's got a Twitter page, and she is on Twitter actively. So,
yeah, that'd be great
to
get on.
Ask your name, so just in case I want to talk to you again on the show.
Yeah, sure. It's Jonathan, man.
Jonathan, I'm Randy, of course.
Randy, hey man, I can't forget that. That's ingrained in my head, man. There's two things I remember. I remember names, and I remember conversations. Know that about me if you don't know nothing else. I'll remember that candidly.
Well, it is after 11 o'clock, and I can, and y'all know I'll be talking all night or until they shut me down. But
hey,
because,
let them shut us down. Let them.
You know what? I have a date with a pillow. You know, and I have a very good relationship with this pillow.
Oh yeah, you got to get those Z's. Got to get them.
I have, and, you know, I'm still recovering, so, you know, we got to make sure that I don't relapse.
Right.
Yeah,
you know?
we can't have that.
Especially since the crazy weather is happening again. It's
start
warming up today, warming up tomorrow, warming up Thursday, then going to be freezing on Friday. So I'm trying to not get comfortable because we got 3 to 5 inches last night. I was shoveling this morning. So
wow.
And then it started.
Wow.
So I'm trying to, I want to get fully recovered so I could be the beast that I know I am, you know, that y'all expect me to be on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. We want you back at 100%, but definitely I'm going to go on tonight and I'm going to try to do something, and then I'm going to try to help you find sponsorships so that you can go to Exotica. And then if I don't find sponsorships, I'll do something. I'll do something that'll come out of my pocket because I do want to support what you're trying to do. So, I'm more than glad to help.
Well, we appreciate because, like I said, it's not just me; it's the staff that goes with me. You know, and the biggest thing is that I got to make sure they're taken care of because if it was just me going by myself, I'd be like, "Fuck it, I'm going." But when you got other folks who have to go with you, you know, because you're doing things. I can't, you know, as they say, I can't knock them because these people take time out, you know. They take time away from their regular day jobs to go with me.
It's
a big thing when, you know, I say, hey, I need you for 3 days, and then they not making no money, which means that's why my backers was like, we not going to keep doing this because where they should have been paid out of the booth. You know,
wow.
I was like, I'm like, I got to pay them this much, you know, and I'm sitting there dropping their money on people who weren't able to make money. So
wow.
I want to, you know, so it's one of those things where I also feel an obligation to the people that I take with me because they work on commission while they're there, and when they don't make money, then I feel bad, and I don't want nobody not wanting to go because this is my loyal people who got my back. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm like, okay, we got to drop this person $300. We got to drop this person $300. When you go back and tell somebody, I just dropped another $900 because I paid each one of these people $300 to go with me. Grant you, I paid for their food and their hotels. Well, really, they paid for their food. You know what I'm saying? My
yeah.
backers pay for it. But when I say I need damn near another grand to pay for these people because they didn't make no commission, guess what? They was like, uh-uh, we ain't liking you. Because I actually probably paid some of them more than what they would have got paid, and some of them less than they would have got paid, because when they go with me, they get paid on commission in the booth. So their money is based on them sales, and when the sales aren't there, then
no money.
They don't make money. And when they don't make money, then they be like, I just took 3 days off my day job. And you don't want nobody taking off where they're not getting paid on the hopes of getting paid. So my biggest thing is I want to make sure that everything is right. And like I said, the biggest thing is making sure all the fans know, you guys, we love you, but we need you to buy stuff. And if you
yes.
don't, if we don't have the products that you want, let us know what you want so we'll bring it. Because we're not there to upset you. You know, if you know that you want to see a certain product or there's a product that you want, that's why we have a whole month beforehand when we're saying, what do you want to buy? What do you want to buy? You know, we have things that we have ideas we're taking. But at the end of the day, if you don't want to buy it, then... Or if you want something and we don't have it, then we don't know what you want. We depend solely on customer feedback. You know, as in any industry, we depend on the feedback on what you want. What are you trying to buy? You know, Exotica, sometimes this is the only place that people will buy toys. You know, because they don't want to go to an adult store. Think about it. When you go to Exotica, nobody knows that you're going to a convention. You know, you might tell your friends, oh, girl, I'm just going to hang out. And when you don't have nothing that you bring back with you, they be like, you be like, I ain't see nothing. Because there are a lot mm-hmm. of people who are ashamed to buy adult toys. You know, everybody don't have a toy chest beside their bed like I do. You know, everybody doesn't walk around, you know, talking about their best friend as a Hitachi. Or you don't have a lot of men who say they know what an old boy is. You know, but Exotica is the one place where those who would never buy toys get to buy them, you know, and if it's something that you want, that's what we depend on. What do you want? What are you looking to buy?
Right.
So it's not just about being there for us. It's about catering to the consumer.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to let everybody go because y'all know I be talking all night. Jonathan already said let him shut us down. He can hang, you know. I'm not 29, Jonathan. You know, as they say, I believe in getting naps, you know. I'll be the first one to say, when they say can't hang, I'm like, no, can't hang. Can't do it.
Well, you just rest your pretty head.
I'm the early bird. Remember, you're a military brat. I was in the military. I do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day. From 4 a.m. to 9 a.m., I'm busting my ass. At 9 a.m., I shut down. I kid you not. I'm the one person who they hate. I shut down at 9 a.m. If I haven't gone to the gym by 9 a.m. or I'm not running, odds are it's not going to happen. If I haven't decided where I'm going to go shopping at, odds are it's not going to happen. Therefore, at 4 a.m., I will be up. Because I do all my best thinking from 4 to 9.
Wow.
If I could find me a job that I only work from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m., that would be beautiful. I would be a beast.
Sleep the rest of the day.
I don't sleep. It's just
you don't sleep?
I don't sleep in the daytime. I'm just saying that's when I'm productive.
Oh,
from
okay.
4 to 9 a.m. I wouldn't be sleeping. I would be finding stuff to do. You know, maybe coming up with trivial questions for Porn Jeopardy. I'm going to, you know what, I'm through. Jonathan, thank you for calling in, baby. Randy, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I'm not even going to do my normal exit because we've gone over, but what I want to tell everybody is Remember, you're listening to Bees After Dark, where everyone comes. I'm always on every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is the one show where we talk about sex, sex, and more sex, and sometimes sex. But make sure you follow me on Twitter at Ms. Vida Toilady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. Like us on our Facebook page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Also, follow the V's After Dark Twitter page. That is the only place that we will be posting definitely new toys. You won't hear my mouth on the V's After Dark page. It will be strictly business or the occasional tweet about, you know, funding for different things. But you will not see me tweeting on that page. Also, go to our Google Plus page, Ms. V the Toy Lady Jones. I have a group on there. But, and you guys, you know, even though I don't be on Skype that much, even though Skype is up, you can Skype me at V's After Dark. And if you want to have constructive conversation, that's probably the best way other than Twitter to talk to me. But until, I can't even say until next week, until Thursday, I will talk to you guys later. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.